Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amabez as we continue with the Inyanim of Rosh Hashanah, and we spoke about, we're in the second Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about Rosh Hashanah for Regalim and for Malachim, that was number one, that was Nisan, and then we had Meiser Behema, Bechad Be'elol, and we had Be'echad Betishrei. So all of these last discussions, yesterday's that was all about the Meiser Behema. What do you do before Elul, before Tishrei, or do you do Elulian Misasrin Bifnei Atzman, or Benazai Shita? Okay, then we quoted the Gemara quoted the Mishnah Maseches Bechoros, on the bottom of Vav Mabez, that spoke about the idea of Grunos, that even though Mida Oraisa, let's say we say it should be not Mishana Al Chaverta, but there are a couple of times of year where Chazal said, you shouldn't, even though again, there's no real Tevel, like if you don't take off Chumas and Maestras, then you're not allowed to eat the grain, I'm allowed to shecht Mida Oraisa, you know, whenever and just every year I have to collect my sheep and give Meiser and designate one as Meiser. But Chazal came up with a couple of times of year that by this time, you know, you shouldn't shecht any until you take off Meiser. You should collect them all together. But that doesn't separate the years. That's what he said. If you have five before that time period, Gorin, and five after the Gorin, they are mitzdarif. Okay, so we spoke about how do you figure out the years. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosa, where we're up to. Amar Rav Yosa, four lines to the bottom. Zoso Meres, this whole discussion teaches me. Right, what was the discussion? The discussion that whatever month you went by, Elul or Tishrei, it seems clear that you go by when the animals were born. You know, when the animals were born before Elul, before Tishrei, that itself might be a reflection of when the impregnation happened. That was like we had on yesterday's daf. We had a date that it went by fertilization. But Rabbi Yosef says, this whole discussion, Meiser Behema, lo asuo so lo kechedev lo kishlish. So Rabbi Yosef says, it must not be that it's not an exact parallel to where we know when there's a chiyuv of chumas and maestras by fruit and by grain. So that also has important dates. You know, what did it reach by fruit? We say, was there chanata? When did chanata take place? When did blossoming take place? Before or after Tu B'Shvat? So you see that the beginning of the process, the chanata, is significant by fruit. By tevua, it's a shlish. By tevua, the carbonated quotes, tevua and zesim. By grain, it goes by, has it grown a third yet? So it's somewhat edible if you could use them. Those two are not parallel to where the Rabbanan created a time when you're supposed to give these Meiser Behemas, again, when it goes by when the animal is born. Right? Is there a parallel to when an animal is born to, obviously, fruit and grain aren't born, but what would be the parallel stage of their development to this? That's what the Gemara says. It's not an exact parallel, says Rabbi Yosa. Why? Because im tamar kechenet, if you want to say that it's going to be parallel to the time that blossoming. So what's the parallel to blossoming by animals? It would be when they become pregnant, right at the beginning. The first moment of growth is right after right after the animal was impregnated and it starts to grow. So that would be like the blossoming of a fruit. Nisni, so then it should say kol ha meubarim me'asra v'tisha be'elo. It should go by, you know, anyone who is pregnant by this time. If you want to say it's exactly parallel to the chanata stage of fruit, you would say it goes by pregnancy. Or let's just add in a line, because parallel from the other Gemara, kolam ubarin me'echad b'tishrei ad esr b'tisha be'elo. Right, it should be either way. The important point is it should go by mu'ubarim. Im tamar kishlish, and if you want to say that it goes by a third, right, by tfuah, when is there a chiyuv shuvus and maestras, and it's going to be tevel unless you take it off. So that goes by a third of the growth, which makes it ra'ui la'achila. So then you should go by when it's ra'ui to give this as a karban. And when is that? Not the day that is born, but a week later. Right, Nisni, kala noladim ad estrim vishnayim bo, should be the 22nd of whichever month you're talking about, whether it's, you know, the Av before Elul and Elul before Tishrei, you should go by them. Because why? Because then day 8, which is the day that it's fully ra'ui to be able to be counted in the Misaser and to become a karban, right? We know Pasuk says you can't bring a karban before it's 8 days old. So if you want to say it's parallel to the growing one third of the tzvua, which makes it ra'ui to eat, So you should say it goes by the 22nd of these months, because then it's roy to give us a carbon when Rosh Hashanah comes, when the Rosh Hashanah, the Elul, and the Tishrei come. The fact that it doesn't say that, it says the go by Rosh Hashanah. You go by the Rosh Chodesh of whichever, the Elul, the Tishrei, means it's not an exact parallel. That's Rabbi Yose's point. It's not an exact parallel to Chanata or to Shlish, because again, if it was Chanata, then you go by pregnancy. If it would be Shlish, you would go by Ro'i to be offered as a carbon. And here it's not, right? You go by birth. Birth is not right to be offered as a carbon at birth. So therefore, Rabbi Yose says it's not an exact parallel. Says the Gemara, Rav Shammai b'shem Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya. Maybe it is an exact parallel, right? Maybe it's like a Shlish, Kishlish. Kishlish Ashuosa. It goes by a shlish, right, which is the time when it becomes roi, edible. What do you mean edible? But here it's not right to give us a carbon. Oh, yes, it is. What do you mean, oh, yes, it is? Kerebi Shimon. Maybe it's like the shita of Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon doesn't argue on the Mishnah, on the Pasuk. You can't argue on the Pasuk that you give a carbon before day eight. But it's in the world of carbonos, in that Rebbe Shimon Amar Mechuser Zman Nichnas Ladir L'Saser. You're allowed to put a 5-day-old sheep through the fence in your counting for 1, 2, 3, 10. You can't, if it's chosen, you can't give it as a carbon yet. But still, it's in the parsha, and it can be shayach to the world of carbonos. So yes, maybe it means, this Mishnah that we quoted in Bechoros and the other sources that talk about birth being the important date, so maybe that's it is parallel to the tevua, which goes by a shlish. It's not roi. It is roi. You can actually give it as a carbon, but it's roi to be counted within the world of carbonos. Says the Gemara. So that was the suggestion of Rav Shammai. So come Rabbi Mana in Rav Shammai. So Rav Mana sees Rav Shammai. Armalei at Amar Hanemilsa. Did you say this? Did you say that suggestion that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Shimon Shita? Amarle in. Yeah, actually I did. So Amarle, he says, I don't think that would work. Why? Because in the Mishnah, you also have, if you're a member, you have the Shitas of Ablazar and Reb Shimon, but you also have Ben Azai. Fatanina Ben Azai Omer, Ho'eluli Yim Misasrim Bifnei Atzman. Reb Ben Azai said, because he wasn't sure, yesterday's daf, whether the Elulian go by the previous or the post. So he said by themselves. So he also discusses birth being a moment. Lo afilu nolad adesem betisha be'elul. Doesn't Ben Azai also seem to say that it goes by the date of birth and goes to the end of the month? You don't go by like the 22nd a week before. You also go by the fall, as long as it's born before mamish, the end of Elul. So istacha meimer Ben Azai k'Rav Shimon lo k'Rabbananu. But you want to say Ben Azai also holds like Rav Shimon, right? Both shitas in the Mishnah would be like Rav Shimon. So for some reason, the Gemara assumes that that's not probable. Or that's not possible. You can't say they both hold like Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Shimon is more of a chiddushita. You would say they're both, because both of them are going by birth being significant and not a week before birth and having ro'i le hakrava. So the Gemara says it can't be that the Mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says really, really, the Mishnah is not following Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is following the shita of the Rabbanan, who say that until an animal is 8 days old, you can't even put it through the fence. Fimaiser. You can't, it's not just, the carbon. You can't even put it in the fence. But what do you mean? But it says birth goes by, you know, until the day that it's, until the Rosh Hashanah. Like if it's born the day before, so why should the Rosh Hashanah be significant for its existence? Like Gemara says, no. Kamodat Amar Arab Durabana. Just like you say for the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan means Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Just like you say for the Shita that says you go by Aleph Tishrei. Manichon. What do? It's born the day before Tishrei. So if you start doing Maaseh Behema on the third day of Tishrei, Tzom Gedaliah. So you're right, you're not going to put it through the fence. But whenever it is, 6 months later or 4 months later, when you start doing Maaseh Behema, so you put it through the fence, but you still don't cheshbin it with animals born after Rosh Hashanah. You're right, you have these karbanos, that these animals that were born before, let's say, Aleph Tishrei. So you can't put it through the fence and count it as Maaseh Behema 2 days later. You're right. But 3 months later, when you do put it through the fence, you still calculate it with only animals that were born in the previous year. That's it. You're going to do the calculation later, but it's going to be connected to the year that it was born in. Let's see that inside. Kamo da'atamar ad rabbanan, just like you say by the rabbanan. Manichan u you leave them. U ma'asr l'shanaba, you're ma'aser during the the next year. But v'hein me'asrim im b'neishin asan. But the calculation is with the ones that it was born within that year, the previous year. So kenat omer al ben azai. So de ben azai manichan lagar nabave me'asrim b'nei elo. So to ben azai. You're right. The date of birth goes all the way until the end, but you're not going to actually put them through until later, but you're only going to calculate them with the B'nai Elul, as we said. So you're not forced to say that the Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and it goes by Leda, and you could say that it's, you're right, it's not an exact parallel, like Rabbi Yosef said. It's not an exact parallel to the Goren of the Shlish or the Chanat, period. Amar Rav Chuna, Zosomeres. Rav Chuna says, this whole discussion that, like we just said, you go by the date of birth, even though the second that the date that the animal is born, you can't give it as a carbon yet, but it's still a significant, that counts as its year. It's born 2 days before, the first day of Elul, 2 days before Tishrei, that's its year for counting, even though it's not right to be a carbon yet. So if birth of an animal has significance for Maaser Behema, so says Rav Chuna, it also has significance for Bechor. Right? We learned a couple of days ago that Bechor has to be offered during its first year. During its first year, if it's a Tam as a Karban, and if it's a Balmum, then the Kohen should eat it within its first year. So Yamim Shabachar Mechuser Zman Bohem, the days that the Bechor is Mechuser Zman, meaning the first 7 days of the Bechor's life, Ololo B'toch Shnaso, still counts as its year. When you have a year to be Makar of the Karban, it's still a significant date. You don't go by a year after it's from its day eight. You go by a year from when it's born. I'm Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Yona Abba. We've had this numerous times. Rabbi Yona is Rabbi Mana's father. So Rabbi Mana says, Rabbi Yona Abba, Shama Lemenada. Rabbi Yona, my father, actually learned that halacha that you go from the date of birth by Bechor being significant. Learned it from the Pasuk, by Bechor, from Kala Bechor. Pasuk says, as we know, in Re'e, any Bechor that was born in your cattle and in your sheep, male, be Maktish. What do you mean be Maktish? It's an automatic Bechor. It's automatic Kedusha. Haketzad. What does it mean to be Maktish? Right? It's automatic. Remember that Taz we like to quote? Where is it? Yoredeya Shin Chaf Aleph or so? Around there, where the Taz says that out of the three mitzvahs having to do with Bechor, Pidyon Aben, and Bechor Behema Tahora, and Petar Chamar, two of the three get a bracha. Right? Pidyon Aben and Petar Chamar get a bracha. Right? We don't, not so common, but Petar Chamar, if Jews own a donkey and there was a firstborn, so you make a bracha and you switch it with the sheep, you give the sheep to the Kohen and the Chamar can be kept. But Bechor Behema Tahora doesn't get a bracha. Why? So the Taz says, because it's automatic. You don't really do anything. Right? It's automatic. If by Pidyon Aben, you give the money to the Kohen. By Petar Chamar, you're switching the animal. But here you're not doing anything. So that's the Gemara's question. What is taktish? You shall sanctify it? It's kadosh mirechem. So the Gemara says, there is other Gemaras that say other things, but here, mishas leidaso atmona loshana. When it says taktish, it doesn't mean sanctify it. According to this Rasha, it means start counting its sanctification from the moment of yivaled. That's the drasha. So Rabbi Mana says that's where my father Rabbi Yona found this remes. That again, the day of birth of the Bechor is significant. Just like we spoke about the day of birth is significant by Maaser Behema, it's significant by Bechor, even though you can't bring it as a karban for a week, but still the date of birth is important and relevant. And that's what the Gemara learns out from Takdish. Takdish is, you see the karban Eda, Michi Yivaled, Taschil Limnos Kedushaso, Dishnaso, Maschil Miyom Shenolat. Good. There is another drasha that the Gemara has, not here, but elsewhere. In the Gemara, the first parak of Nedarim, the Gemara has the drasha of Taktish. Even though it's Kadosh Merechem, you should be Maktish literally. Be Maktish. Say, Hareze Kodesh. That's what the Gemara says. Hareze Kodesh. And the Rambam Paskins that way. In the beginning of Hilchos Bechoros, the Rambam says in Parak Aleph Halacha Dalet, Mitzvah Lahakdish Bechor Behema Tahora. There's a mitzvah to be Maktish, the firstborn Tahora, right? Ser Bakar V'yomar. Hareze Kodesh, to say it. Shenemar Taktish, Lashem Alokecha. That's a different drasha, right? Learned out elsewhere. V'im lo higdisha. What if you didn't do that? Hareze miskadosh me'elav. It's still kadosh. Still kadosh. You should be makdish it, but it's even though it's kadosh me'elav. Ukdushasa me'rechemi. So Raman quotes that Gemara, even if you didn't do anything. But again, the Mefarshim here point out that it's still adding your own personal hakdasha, add something. even though it's Harei Zeh Kadosh. Rav Soloveitchik used that as a mashal for Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush on Shabbos. That even though the Raman Paskins, that Kiddush and Avdol are both Midaraisa. Kiddush and Avdol are both Midaraisa. What part of Kiddush is Daraisa? Right, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Right, most Rishonim assume that Kiddush B'dvarim, just saying the words, is Daraisa. And everything else, saying it a la kos and drinking the wine, that's the Rabbanan. But saying the words, Zachreyu Bidvarim. There is a day of Tosfos that seemed to say even doing it a la kos is Daraisa. And then the Mefaresh in Nazir, around Dav Gimel, Dav Dalid, it's called Rashi, on the inside of Nazir, but it's called the Mefaresh, because we don't think it's Rashi. But it says Rashi on top, but Rashi does not have to identify himself. Right? On all other Masech, it doesn't say Rashi anywhere, because Rashi is Rashi. But the Mefaresh seemed to say that even the drinking the wine is Daraisa. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes this in the Ginas Egos in Siman Dalad, and there are others, there are Yartzeit Shiurim, that, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam Shita is Kiddush and Avdol are both Daraisa. So what's the message of that? To cordon off Shabbos. Whenever you have a special area, you try to cordon it off, right? You can't go there. Kodesh Kodashim was cordoned off in place. Shabbos is cordoned off in time, right? That's the message of Kiddush and Avdol of both being Daraisa. Lahaskir lahakir havdalas yimei kodesh mimeichol. What about other Rishonim? The Magmisha goes to Ramban. Only Kiddush is Daraisa, not Havdalah. Havdalah is the Rabbanan. Kiddush. So if Kiddush is Daraisa, so what's the message of just Kiddush being Daraisa and not Havdalah? So that's where he quotes this Gemara in the Durham, Daf Yud Gimel, that a Bechor, even though it's Kodesh Merechem, Mitzvah Lahakdisho. Shabbos, even though it is automatically Kodesh, Mitzvah Lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah for the Jew to sanctify, to declare Shabbos Kadosh. Making Kiddush. Even if I don't make Kiddush, it's still the same Shabbos. I can't do Malacha and I can't, the Surim. No. There's a certain element that I add. When I'm Makdash, Mitzvah Lahakdisho. And the Rambam might also hold of that. He just has he has another aspect of Kiddush, and that is to cordon it off. But that's the, other Drusha that's not quoted in this Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Ba'echad B'Tishrei. The second Mishnah here. Ba'echad B'Tishrei, second Mishnah here, Mashana. So now we're up to the first day of Tishrei. We did Nisan, we did Elul. First day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Lashanim, is Rosh Hashanah for years. What's Shanim? So we'll see what our Gemara says. The Bavli has a couple of other suggestions, which are not mentioned here, a couple of other suggestions. If you look in the Pnei Moshe here, he quotes it, some of it. He quotes one of them, that Tishrei starts the years. Ula Shemitah and Uli Yovlot, Shemitah and Yovel, are calculated from Tishrei. Ula Netia, that's Arla. Arla goes by Tishrei, meaning if a fruit tree is planted 2 months before Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah comes, it's year two, right? How exactly you also use Tu B'Shvat the last year? It's a calculation we'll have to see. Uli Yerakos and vegetables, meaning for 2 months and Maizes of vegetables, that's the Rabbanan. And if you remember, vegetables go by not like what we spoke about before, Chanata or Shlish. Vegetables go by Lakita, goes by when they are actually harvested. That's when Yerakos go by, Shas Lakita. So Shmita, Yovel, Netia, and Yerakos. Ve'echa b'shvat, and then we have the machlokes about trees. Ve'echa b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, k'divrei Beishamai. Beishamai says it's the first day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees. Ve'shalomrei b'chamisha asur bo, Beishilo says no, Tu b'shvat. Tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees. What's the message of that? So maybe we'll talk about that by the Shem in tomorrow's year. But that's the machlokes, the first day of Shvat or the Tu b'shvat. Interesting. Some suggest, right, it says here, fruit go by Shvat. What about, we just said Shemitah goes by Rosh Hashanah, but Tishrei. What about the fruit of Shemitah? When does Kedushas Shviyas go by? Does it go by, there's a one measure of fruit and one measure of Shemitah. So that Shemitah goes by, okay, the working of the land and all the other halachas of Shemitah, but the Kedushas Shviyas. So most Mefarshim say it goes by Tishrei. Even though it says here, Rosh Hashanah Leilanos is Shvat, that's for Chumas and Maestros and filling out the year. But for Kedusha Shvias, all Shemitah goes by Tishrei. Even the fruit, the Kedusha of the fruit. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the Mishnah, on our Mishnah, quotes that. Kiva Eger says, V'gam le'inyin Shvias, azlinan basar chanata. U'le'inyin Rosh Hashanah shelo, nira de l'shvias gam, be'ilanos Rosh Hashanah shelo Tishrei. That's the Rebbe Kiva Eger. Okay, let's continue. Shanim Minayin. How do we know that years go by right? What does our Mishnah say? We're talking about first day of Tishrei. You figure out years by the first day of Tishrei. Meaning you calculate what year we're in. So the Gemara says, one pasuk says, the gathering chag at the end of the year. Another one says, the gathering holiday. Tekufa, we assume this means when there's a change of season. Right? Tekufas Hashana. So you have two psukim that talk about chag ha'asif. So we darshan. Ezeu chodesh, yish bo chag, vitkufa, v'asif, v'ashana chayotze bo. Which month, right, the month that Sukkot is in, which month has a holiday, has a change of season, and has gathering time, right? And you could say that the year is changed in that month. That's Tishrei. So you see, Sukkot is called the end of the, it's the Betzeis Hashana as the year changes, and it's gathering season, and there's a seasonal change, right? It's going from summer to fall. So it has all the ingredients. All the ingredients that the pasuk must be referring to. Again, it has asif and tekufa and chag, and there's a holiday in there. So therefore, you know that this is referring to Tishrei, and Tishrei is the first of the months. So why? Because in Tamar Teves, if you want to say it's referring to Teves, no, not all the other months, only have some of the ingredients. Teves is beit tekufa. Teves has, it's a change of season. Maybe you're going from fall to winter. V'les be chag v'asif. There's no holiday in Teves, and there's no gathering going on in Teves. It's the beginning of the winter. In Tamar Nisan, if you want to say this pasuk is referring to Nisan, is Beit Kufa, it has a change of season, right? You're going to the spring. V'chag, and there's a holiday in Nisan, but let's be honest, but you're not gathering anything in Nisan. That's when things are starting to grow. In Tamar Tammuz, so we're trying. Well, what about Tammuz? Maybe it's referring to Tammuz. Is Beit Kufa, there's a season, right? It's going to the summer, v'asif, and you start gathering in Tammuz. Right, it's the beginning of the summer. There's no Yontiv in Tammuz. So the only option that the pasuk is referring to is Tishrei. So you know Tishrei is the beginning of the year. It has all those ingredients. So the Gemara says, Amrin Chavrai Kum Reb Yonah. The Chevra said to Reb Yonah, V'yehei Tammuz. V'yehei Tammuz. What is Tammuz? Right? Maybe you should have the Chag, and maybe the Chag should be in Tammuz. Maybe there should be a Chag in Tammuz. Right? Maybe Sukkah should be in Tammuz. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Amar Alon, Ksiv Bachodesh Hashvi. It says that Sukkot is going to be in the seventh month, which is Tishrei. V'yatun Amar Hachin. Put Sukkot in Tammuz? This is interesting what that Havamin is. What that Havamin is that maybe there are some Midrashim that there should have been a holiday in every month. Right? Tishrei has three. Right? And, interesting Havamin though. But the Gemara says, no, we never meant that Tammuz should be in, Sukkot should be in Tammuz. Amar Lei, V'yehei Tammuz. What does that mean? Maybe the holiday should be called the holiday that the Sukkot, the month that Sukkot is in should be called Tammuz and not be called Tishrei. Right? Look at the Pnei Moshe, like 2/3 of the way down. The Emelacha, the Chag HaAsif, B'seis Hashana, Al Tammuz Hu Ne'emar, the Hashta is Beinami Shlashtan. The next one, right? So even just the name, maybe we should say that the name of the month should be called Tammuz, not Tishrei. Flip the names. So Gemara says, no. Amar Lon, now, says Rabbi Yonah, now I understand what you were saying. Mikan ve'elach al shemos chadashim atim ravim alai. Oh, you're just asking me, you're arguing with me about the names of the months? Damar Rabbi Chanina, don't ask me. We have a Mesorah about the names of the months. Shemos chadashim alu biyadam mibavel. When they came back after Bayesheni, they brought the Persian names with them. They brought the Babylonian / Persian names with them, and that's the Mesorah. Don't ask me kashas about, well, this is called Tammuz and this is called Tishrei. This is the Mesorah that we had, and this is what we call it. That's, therefore, Tishrei is the month that is the beginning of the year, and that's when it has, the holiday and the Asif and the Tekufa. It's all connected. The Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi, and we quoted this just a couple of days ago, and the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes this, Ramban. In Parshas Bo, that they dafka brought these back. They brought these names back with them. Before they came back from Shivat Zion, we have no names of months. In the Torah, there are no names of the months. It goes by the first of the month, the first month, the second month, the third month, all goes to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there are no names. All of a sudden, when you have Shivat Zion and the Svarim of Megillas Esther and Daniel Ezra Nehemiah, right? All of those have the names of the months. The Ramban and if you look in the Sefer HaIkarim, he quotes, this was done as a reminder to the to the geula that they went through. They wanted to remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from Paras, from Persia, and brought them back. So they kept the Persian names of the months in order to remember that. That's what the Sefer HaYikarim in Maimer Gimel Perek Tezayin talks about this. He quotes the Ramban, and he says, Avo bishul minyan shanim roi limnos bitishrei v'kasher alu mibavel ro laso zecher l'geula hashenis. They wanted to have a zecher to this geula. And they chose to, what are the two zechers? Number one was the letters. The letters that we have is called Ksav Ashuri. Ksav Ivri is more like a hieroglyphic kind of thing that it looks like to us. But the letters that we have today go back to Ksav Ashuri. Ashur. That's the letters that they had then. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. What was the Luchos? The Luchos were earlier. The Luchos were Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuri. Okay. Number one. And number two, the months. Yes, you're not allowed to have numbers of months other than Yetzias Mitzrayim. 1, 2, 3. But you can have names. That's not a violation of, that's not different numbers, that's just names. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Right? Even though some of them are connected to Avodah Zarah. Right, Tammuz, right, just like the days of the week. Sunday is the sun, Monday is the moon. This is what we do. We don't connect it to that, to the original anymore. So that's the Sefer HaYikarim points is that. Rabbi Yaakov, if you remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago, Rabbi Yaakov says maybe Bedafka, they kept it not only for the Zecher of the Nes that Hashem did for them, but to remember that this wasn't a full Geula. Not that they were still in Asher, but they were still in Galus, and they knew. They knew that this wasn't going to be the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, right? The Psukim describe, right? The Gemara in Yuma, that there were five things missing in the second Beis HaMikdash that didn't happen in the first Beis HaMikdash. So they knew what? This is going to be the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. There's no Urim Betumim. There's no fire. There's no Shechina, whatever it is. So they knew. So they kept this as a reminder, they still have what to daven for. Still what to daven for. There was an interesting Machlokas Rishonim. I think it's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Whether they fasted on the fast days, on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. You fast on Bayis Sheni? You have a Beis HaMikdash. What are you fasting for the Churban for? Well, they knew this wasn't the full Beis HaMikdash. So I think there's a machlokas we've shown them about that. Historical machlokas. Okay. Says the Gemara. Originally, they had certain other, names of the months until they decided to name them what we have. So Barishona. Originally, Beyerech Oisanim. Tishrei had a different name. The month of the strong ones. Why is it called the strong ones? Shebol Nodu Avos. Because that's the month that Avram and Yaakov were born in, right? Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Avram and Yaakov, Meisu Avos, and they died on that day. Nifkadu Imos, that's the month that the Imos were remembered by Hashem to have children. Barishon, so that's the Barishona of Tishrei was originally called Yerech Yisanim. Barishona B'Yerech Bull. Originally, there was a month called Yerech Bull. That's Cheshvan. Cheshvan is called Bull. Why? Shebo, Bull means Hela Novel. The leaves start falling off the trees. They become withered. Right, in bull. V'haaretz asuya bulos bulos. And the land becomes bulos bulos. It gets clods of dirt. Right, because the rainy season starts and there's some, it's not even, just some dirt piles here and there. And also, shebo bololim lebehema mitoch habayis. It's not so pleasant outside, so you have to start piling up food for your animals in the house. That's all bull. There's one other shot of bull. That's in the Yalkut. In the Yalkut, in Malachim, the Yalkut says that bull is from the word ma-bull. Ma-bull, because the ma-bull was started in Cheshvan. That's a machlokas tanam. Remember, Rashi quotes it in Noach. But in Malachim Aleph, in Kuf Pei Dalet, because the Beis HaMikdash was finished in Cheshvan, but the Medrash says there, the Yalkut says there, bull b'yareach ma-bull. Ma-yareach bull b'yareach ma-bull. Chaser mem kineged arboim yom. Right, it's bull, it's like my bull, but you got the mem is 40. Sha'avu b'shenishma kadosh baruch hu kimi noach zosli. Even though Hashem said he'll never bring another mabul to the world. Afal pikein mem yom b'chol shana hayu osim hayamim osim rotshim ba'olam. Sounds like there were 40 days of heavy rains though, in the early days, like mabul-esque. Ad sh'amad shlomo banas veis ha-migdash upasku osam mem yom. So then there was no more ma bull, there was just bull, and that's the month. Lefichak sif chaser mem keneged arbaim yom shepasku. Okay, but that's another bull for Cheshvan. Next, Birishona Bireach Ziv. There was another month called Yireach Ziv, the shining month. What's the shining month? That's Iyar. Shebo Zivo Shel Olam Hatzmachim Nikarim. That's when the plants, right, Nisan, it starts growing, but in Iyar it really gets out, and you can see the growth, Karim, and the trees are Nikar. Mikan Ve'elach, but these are all original. There was a Sanim and Bull and Ziv, but Mikan Ve'elach, once we came back to Bayesheni, Vayhi Bechodesh Nisan, Son, Shnas Esrim. Vayi b'chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. B'chodesh Asir Yechodesh Teves. So you see, those names of the months make it into Tanakh, right? These are psukim that come again. All of the svarim of the Shiva Sion svarim. Rishim and Lakish Omer, Avshim was Malachim Alu B'yadim Bavel. Rish Lakish says also the names of angels came up with them from Bavel. Right? Because in those Barishona, Vayof Eli Echam and Asrafim, originally it says in Yeshayo, one of the Srafim came. Srafim Om Dmi Malo. Mikan Ve'elach, but later on, Psukim in Daniel, Poish Gavriel, Ki Michael Sarchem. Right? All of a sudden, names of Malachim are mentioned. Names of Malachim are mentioned, earlier. I saw a beautiful, the Sefer Chasidim, one of the Bali Atosis, the Biyudah Chasid, he says in Kuf Tzadi Beis, why doesn't the Torah mention names of Malachim? Right? Which was only in later in Navi. Because there was a worry that we would deify them. That we would serve them. Pen yasum elohus. Right? If we deified the sun and the moon and the stars, then for sure Malachim. For sure Malachim. And in the Makor HaChesed on the bottom, that's Margolis, he says on the bottom, when they came back from Shivat Zion, why was it okay to mention names? Because remember what happened at that time when they came back? They killed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. Right, the Gemara in Sukkah and in Yuma, so Sanhedrin, Asher, they killed the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah, and therefore there was less of a worry that we would serve Malachim, and therefore that's why you can mention the names. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here by Lashmitin. There's a lot more. There's stories about Adam Arishon. I just saw yesterday the Adam Arishon. There's a Rabbi Bachai in Kara Kemach. He says Adam Arishon was supposed to be a Malach Gashmi, right? Hashem created a human being. They wasn't supposed to die, so he calls him a Malach Gashmi. And then Adam Ka'echa Tamusun, right? We sinned, so we had to die, so we didn't have that option. But that's his lashon about a Malach Gashmi. Okay, we'll stop here.